Welcome to this Trevi Group conference. Stefano Trevisani speaking. I would like to thank you for attending this second appointment of this type, which we believe will be repeated also in the future. Let's start with going through the presentation and from this page number two. I would like to read this comment was associated yesterday to this press release for the results of fiscal year 2010. We wish to express our satisfaction with the results achieved in 2010. The results show the strength of our business model despite the difficult macroeconomic scenario. At December 31, 2010, the order portfolio was stable to approximately 788 million euro, and the net debt showed an improvement of around 50 million euro in comparison with 2009 figures. Given the trend in oil and gas sector and taking into consideration a stable reference scenario, we expect to grow in 2011. So, we will be starting now the presentation going through this slideshow. Not wasting too much time repeating the business model. I'd like to recall for people attending this conference for the first time, Trevi Holding Companies, Trevi Financiera Industriale. Major activity of the group are in the service division and the mechanical division, in the construction activity and in the drilling for oil and gas sectors. So, Trevi and Petrovan service company, DrillMech and SoilMech, the design manufacturing arm of our group of companies active in the oil and gas business and in the ground engineering activity. We strongly believe that this business model at the base of the diversification of the group in the many different areas and also in different sectors has proven to be a good business model and will be proved to be a good business model also for the coming years, especially looking at the overall macro scenario, global macro scenario. The group operates in about 32 countries with permanent established organization with 44 operating companies and 55 business units. In the last 6 months, we have added a couple of countries to our list. We started operation in Chile with a drilling rig for Petrovan, and as well as we started the operation in Kuwait with the Trevi. So, just to go through the highlights for 2010, we have a strong increase in equity book value, net financial debt improved by about 50%, this is what we said before, order book of 788 million, net profit of 46.4 million, and an overall outlook, positive outlook for 2011. I will let Daniele Forti now to continue with the presentation of the figures. Then we go back to the general outlook for the business.
Thank you, Stefano. I would like to give you a short explanation of our numbers, which you have already read. And let again Stefano speak about our future prospects for the current period. You know that we had total consolidated revenue of 952.9 million euros in 2010, which from a geographical point of view was split as follows, 51 million in the Far East and other countries of the area, 229 million in Middle East and Asia, 102 million in Africa, 175 in Latin America, 150 in USA and Canada, 51 in Europe, and 131 in Italy. I'd like to stress the importance of our activity in the United States, which grew significantly in the year, and the stability of our presence in Italy and in Europe around 180 million euros. In Latin America, there has been also the chance to grow, while the biggest decrease of revenues was in the Middle East and Asia. With respect to EBITDA and EBIT margins, we think that we reached a sustained level of these margins, 14.4% EBITDA margin and 8.8% EBIT margin at a consolidated level. If we look on page nine, revenues according to divisions and subdivisions, we see that almost half of it comes from the service divisions, that is Trevi plus Petro Venn. Trevi had a decrease of revenue from 449% to 420, while Petro Venn has enjoyed a 22% increase from 65 million to 80 million. Solmek had an increase of 8% on sales, while Drillmek had a 7.1% decrease. The mechanical division, as a total, had almost the same revenue as last year. The backlog at the end of the year was 788 million euros, of which 258 in the drilling division and 530 in the foundation division. I would like to point out that this hard backlog does not include the contract in Copenhagen that was for the metro of that town, that was won by an Italian joint venture in which Trevi took part as a nominated subcontractor. This contract will be implemented in the first, is estimated to be implemented in the first half of this year. It is not included in this hard backlog. I would like to point out that negotiations, especially in the oil sector, has increased significantly in the second half of last year. In the first quarter of the present year, has led to a significant number of orders acquisitions. This order intake is supposed to increase significantly in the before June 30th. With respect to the net financial position, we were able to generate 70 million euro free cash flow. With respect to financial ratios, I'd like to stress again that our debt equity ratio is 1.1x, and debt/EBITDA is at 2.9x, while the EBITDA/financial expenses is 9.7x. Stefano has already told you that equity increased significantly to 366.5 million euro, notwithstanding the weakness of the dollar, in which most of our assets are denominated. In the last five years, we had a compound average growth rate of almost 30%. Net financial position is almost equal to financial debt. 70% of it is at long term. It decreased from more than 80% because for the first time, the POC, our convertible bonds are due within 12 months. Exactly, they are due on November 30th, at which date we hope that they will be converted into shares, so equity should increase further. If we come to the last two pages of the presentation, we see that the first sector, foundation and drilling services sector, had a 19.4% EBITDA margin on 493 million euro revenues, while EBIT margin was 11.6%. We think that these margins, even if decreased with respect to 2009, are still very significant. In the mechanical division, the situation is complex because even if the margins are 9% EBITDA and 6.3% EBIT margin, we had a very different development in Drillmech with respect to Solmec. While Solmec decreased its margins, in particular EBIT, almost to zero, Drillmech has a significant boost on margins. This is very important to understand because Drillmech concentrated on the design and manufacturing of high-quality products, in particular the two rigs to be delivered in Kazakhstan. So it led to an apparent decrease in activity, and actually revenue decreased in Drillmech almost 80%. But all the margins, starting from value added to EBITDA, EBIT, and the net profit, increased significantly both in absolute and in relative terms. Stefano, can you continue?
Okay. Quick outlook on our major sectors, and then we'll go through the question and answer we are receiving here. Looking at the overall scenario, we said starting for construction, we judge positively the performance of the group in 2010, and we see even better conditions for 2011, especially in a certain area of this global market. Starting from the Americas, where we have a good backlog for North America and South America, and where we expect also important negotiation to be awarded in the coming three or six months. Unfortunately, we're not able to determine the timing of these contracts, but it's a sign of a good activity in estimating works done in these two regions. We look at interest also at Far East, especially in the area of Hong Kong and in the Philippines and in Singapore, where we are taking the benefit of the growth of the activity in this area, especially for Solmec. As a matter of fact, Solmec is a lot delivery of rigs in all this area, in Far East, in China, and in India. We are also looking at opportunity for trade construction to work in this area, and we are bidding projects constantly in Hong Kong and also in Singapore. Looking at the oil and gas business, as we said before, we have an important number of negotiations under finalization, which basically confirm the strong moment of this sector, certainly based also on the oil price of more than $100 per barrel. This overall scenario, we consider it quite positive, and We expect important news, hopefully to be delivered shortly. There is an important activity of marketing, especially of hydraulic rigs in Northern and South America, and in Eastern Europe and in the Middle East, and there are important bids for these large packages for Drillmech to deliver conventional rigs, where we have in these couple of years, especially also after the project in Kazakhstan, we have assumed an important position, and we are very well considered with very strong credit from client operating in the oil and gas sector. So the outlook for the market, especially oil and gas activity, is quite interesting. So we expect the activity to grow in 2011. Talking about Petroven, our drilling company, Petroven is a model of business, of course, depending directly depending upon the number of rigs in operation. So we'll be having the 13 rigs in operation during the course of the year, and this means 2 weeks more compared to last year, to the end of last year, and 3 weeks more compared to the beginning of 2010. As I said before, we have started operation in Chile, which is a new country, promising for us, with a good contract that could last several years. Now, looking at the work in Europe, we don't see major development in the market condition in Euro, especially for the construction sector, and this is especially affecting Solmec activity. If you consider that only in 2009 and 2008, actually, we had an important part of Solmec business coming from this region. We don't see, as I said before, major development in this area. We expect better conditions starting from 2012, so it will not have a strong impact on 2011. We have for sure this important project in Denmark, where we have an exclusivity agreement with the consortium, won the job at the end of last year. This will be 2 years of activity in 2011 and 2012, and hopefully we'll be able to finalize the contract the coming weeks. Now, we can start to go through the question and answer.
We have received a significant number of questions from various analysts, in particular Antonio Vizzari, UniCredit, Paolo Citi, Intermonte, Marco Cristofori, Centrobanca, Andrea Scauri, Mediobanca, Giuseppe Corona, BNP Paribas. We have already tried to give an answer to most of those questions. I would like to stress first that with respect to tax rate, we had for 2010 a higher tax rate, but going deeply into the analysis of the taxes we have posted, we have to put in evidence that we have a large portion of those taxes that are deferred, exactly for the 24.5 million of total taxes, we had 6 million euro of deferred taxes. It means that in a number of countries in which government issued fiscal stimulus packages, we enjoyed the possibility to defer taxation by deferring it to the future. And we have taken advantage of it so that we can calculate easily that the current tax rate is less than 28%. Obviously, taxes will be paid in the future. We can estimate at least another 4 to 5 years. But for us, it's important from an economic point of view. We shall pay a diminished amount of the fiscal charge, of the financial charges, and we shall be able to generate a higher cash flow. So it will have a good impact on the generation of cash. With respect to CAPEX, estimated CAPEX for 2011, as you have just heard from Stefano, we have a very positive vision of the current year, and if most of the contracts that are under negotiations will be formally awarded to Trevi Group, we think that total investments in fixed assets could almost double with respect to 2010. With respect to evolution of debts, we think that we could be able to generate a positive free cash flow also in 2011. The final result will depend mostly on how we shall be able to finance new, bigger contracts. In particular, we are trying for bigger contracts to set up buyer's credit in favor of our clients. We have already talked about the decrease of EBIT margin and how it could be recovered in 2011. I would like to stress that the second rig to be delivered by Drillmec to Kazakhstan has been delayed some months. The rig at the end of last year was almost finished. That had an impact on revenues and on the margins. But the second effect of this delay in delivery of the second rig is that we were not able up to now to conclude a discussion about remeasurements of the work done together with our client. We think that this is the biggest explanation of the difference between estimated EBIT margin and actual EBIT margin. This decrease in EBIT margin is not lost, but it is deferred to the current period, and in other terms, we have a positive dragging factor that we shall enjoy in 2011, especially on part of Drillmec. With respect to receivables, we think that we shall have to make a deeper analysis, because when it will be possible to most of you to read the whole text of the financial statements, it will be possible to read particularly a reclassified balance sheet in which we show very more clearly that the amount of credit due to us by client is almost the same as in 2009. So there is no problem in receivables from client. The number of days, average days of collection of credits has not increased. During 2010, some doubtful credits have been paid by clients. We have posted some provisions still during the course of this year, but they are minor provisions, especially in the area of Middle East, and there is some hope that in the future they will be collected. I think that we have already given an answer to most of the questions that we have received. Obviously, in the near future, we shall have roadshows in Europe and outside Europe, particularly in the United States. We shall have one-to-one meetings with investors and also with analysts, and we shall take the chance to go deep into analysis and explanations.
Just the last two questions we received. One is related to also the situation in Japan, to confirm that we don't have activity as a construction company in Japan. We have an office in Solomon, Japan, and work in Japan. I've been working for the last 20 years. So there is no impact on the numbers of the group. Maybe there will be a possibility for Solmec for the coming future to deliver construction equipment. Just an update on this project in Iraq. The situation is still ongoing. The project is alive. It took longer than expected time to restart the negotiation with the new government and the new management in the ministry. We expect to have a meeting shortly with the client, and we don't know actually the timing associated with this project, but we continue to follow it closely as we are very interested in this type of reconstruction works. Okay, that's the conclusion. I think that we have touched on most of the issues you have written to us. I'm sure there will be more to explain during coming meetings with hopefully most of you. I just thank you for attending this, and I just once more to confirm what the highlights of the groups are. We strongly believe in our business model, in the diversification of the model, in the geographical distribution of the activity, and basically in what we consider a very flexible organization able to take good opportunity globally. We have a combination of local permanent organization following specific markets, and we have the capability, as we have proven in the past, to set up a flexible organization in area where we are not present. So combining all this, positive, and we will give a positive outlook for 2011 and the coming years. Thank you, and see you soon.